Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball.
It's Roger Daltrey. And the Who bring us back from the Rock Up to Tommy. One of the best rock and roll songs in the history of rock and roll. Sure plays a mean pinball. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're spinning some platters and rocking the road here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Hope you'll check those out. Monica Eaton Cardone is here. She's a new friend, but not for long. We're going to get her back. She's got a lot to teach us, and she's a cybersecurity thought leader, co-founder and COO of Chargeback 911. Monica, tell us about your company.
Sure. So we specialize in cybersecurity specifically related to a type of fraud called chargeback fraud. We work with merchants and banks and operate in the global landscape. Our headquarters is in Tampa. And for international business, then our location is in London, which is where I'm based.
Right. So tell us about, when you say chargeback, that's a term we're not all that familiar with in your world. We know what chargebacks are, but we're not familiar with it in the cybersecurity world. Tell us about that. What does it mean?
Sure. So a chargeback is all, it relates to a card type of payment. Like if there was a transaction that was made by Visa, MasterCard, mm-hmm. American Express, Diners Club, etc. And when a transaction is made and it's found to be fraudulent, then an automatic chargeback can occur. In other words, the retailer that was responsible for securing that payment and authenticating it can suffer a loss.
So when British Airways had their MegaCart breach, where the card skimming breach, none of their customers lost money. It came back to the company.
Yes. The customer may have lost money, but the customer is reimbursed.
Right.
Through the
right.
process of a
ultimately.
Chargeback.
And that's what the chargeback is about. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So what can we do? Is there anything we can do? I mean, if we give our credit card to a company we think is secure, and they're not secure, I mean, we have no way. Can we even protect ourselves from that?
Well, as a consumer, you need to make sure that you're looking for secure websites. You should see HTTPS.
That's right.
Now, interestingly, one of the things that MagnaCart did that was kind of genius on their end is they actually licensed security certificates
wow.
to operate as a veil so that nobody could identify
the
malware that they had installed.
Nobody
they
ever said
smart.
They were stupid. They're very devious, and they're very smart, and they're very capable, and they have increased power in processing power, don't they?
Yes, absolutely. But the real protection mechanism that needs to take place here is from the retailer, the merchant,
right.
British Airways, for example, Ticketmaster. So first, using encryption. Second, tracking every single third-party network connection that a business has. It's always, it's oftentimes anyway, the third parties that interact with your company, whether they're doing advertising, they're operating as agencies,
mm-hmm.
helping to increase sales, this all creates additional vulnerabilities. And as a retailer or merchant, you really have to measure and track every single pattern and make sure that you know who's interacting with your website, especially on the checkout page, and monitor those threats. And then make sure that you have a comprehensive loss prevention strategy,
mm-hmm.
not only to address criminal attacks, but also accidental breaches that could be caused by human error.
So small businesses, Monica, small businesses – we don't have our own processing systems. We release those from different organizations, banks and different organizations that put their devices in our stores. You know, they give us the square or the triangle or whatever to put on our smartphones and all that sort of thing. When we take money out here in the flea markets or on Main Street or wherever, if we take money over those systems and we swipe their card, and these MegaCart guys have gotten in there with their code, and somehow it's gotten, you know, inside of that. Are we in any way responsible, or are small business processors in any way responsible for any of that?
Well, yes and no. So if MegaCart gets in to the processor, then the processor is responsible. But the hack that happened with British Airways and with Ticketmaster, MegaCart got into the actual website for British Airways and for Ticketmaster.
Mm-hmm.
And so they installed code in that website, in
right.
the checkout page. That is a vulnerable gap that the merchant would be responsible for closing, monitoring, because it's code in their own website. And
the merchant would be British Airways, not the small tour company that books somebody through British Airways.
Right, it's going to be British Airways because
yeah.
British Airways gave.
But down the line, is there ever a is there ever an opportunity for the small company who actually was the you know, the point of the spear where the credit card was entered? Could it ever come back to that small company?
Yes, wherever the company, if the company is taking the credit card,
yeah.
Credit card details on their own URL, their own site that they control, then yes, that's a lot.
Folks, that's a cautionary tale. Pay attention to that. I need your website, Monica.
It's www.chargeback911.com.
We've all got to get smarter. Hey, Monica, will you come back another day? You got more to teach us.
Absolutely.
We loved having you on the show. Monica Eaton-Cardone, ladies and gentlemen, with Chargeback 911. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.